Hey everybody, Jeremy Foster here with Microsoft. I want to tell you about a fun project that I've been working on in case you haven't heard yet. I'm working on a project called TweetMonkey. TweetMonkey is a hilariously simple maker project that anybody and their mother could build. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to walk you through all the steps of TweetMonkey, which are all online, but I'm going to show them to you here today. We're going to walk through them one at a time and let you know that this is just a really simple project that you could make at home today if you want. Okay, so I'm going to take you first of all to tweetmonkey.io. This is where everything happens. This is kind of the only website that you really need to know in order to get started with TweetMonkey. When you go to tweetmonkey.io, it's going to be the home for a kind of a series of monkey projects, just so they're kind of all related. But the entry point, the flagship project is TweetMonkey. And so if you just scroll down a little bit, you're going to get an introduction to it. And then if you click here, it's going to take you right into this ever in progress project page for exactly how to build TweetMonkey. Now, let me tell you first what TweetMonkey does. So TweetMonkey is just an off-the-shelf novelty product. It takes two AA batteries. It's like anything else that you've seen. You flip a switch to turn it on, flip a switch to turn it off. Well, we as makers are not content with something that's off-the-shelf. We want to make it something our own. So what we do is we kind of intercept that circuit and allow ourselves to logically turn the monkey on and turn the monkey off. Then we hook up a device, in this case either a Raspberry Pi or an Intel Edison, but it could be most any device. And then we use that device to connect to the very popular Twitter service online. And we look for anytime somebody tweets, anybody in the world, anytime somebody tweets, hash TweetMonkey. And if they do, then we're going to light up TweetMonkey, animate him for just a couple seconds, and then when he's done, turn it off. Okay? So just turn it on for a couple seconds and turn it right back off. Now, as you can imagine, this is not limited to controlling a monkey toy. It can control pretty much anything you want. All you're doing is turning it on and turning it off. But the whole goal is that this project is going to involve a little bit of everything. There's a little bit of project like hardware manipulation. You've got to drill some holes and run some wires. There's a little bit of electronic circuitry. There's even a dash of soldering if you want, although that part is optional. And then you also have to write some code and connect to a service online. So it's, although it's really simple, it involves a number of things that you would do in a real maker project. So I want to get people's brains really thinking about what other kinds of things that they can build. So let's go ahead and take a look here. I've basically given you the project overview. Now, this is a project that's not currently limited to a single board. Hopefully, at some point, this will really include a lot more boards as well. But right now, it includes the Raspberry Pi 2 and the Intel Edison. Now, the Raspberry Pi 2, as you probably know, is a really popular and really versatile board. And you can run that using Raspbian, the flavor of Linux that Raspberry Pi ships on the board. Or you can also run Windows 10 IoT Core, which is really exciting. Actually, at this point, we're just running Node, and we're just going to use Raspbian, this flavor of Linux, on the device. Okay, but look in the future to Raspberry Pi 2 running Windows 10 IoT Core, because that's not a difficult thing. Now, if you select a board up here, you'll see that this list at the bottom actually changes. So what I've done is I've given you a whole bill of materials. This is everything that you need to get started. I mean, absolutely everything. I've even enumerated things like the batteries and any tools that you may or may not need. So let's look through these real quick. For the Raspberry Pi one, you're going to need a Raspberry Pi 2. You're going to need a Wi-Fi adapter if you want to connect to the network using Wi-Fi. So that's $25. That's actually optional there because you could just plug in using the Ethernet card. You are, however, going to need an SD card for installing the operating system on. And then you're going to use the monkey, a little breadboard, a little device or a little component called a MOSFET, which I'll talk more about in a little bit. There are three little resistors, an LED, and then some wire. So it's really not very much. It's just a simple circuit. And we'll look at that entire circuit here in just a little bit. And the way that I've made this, you should just be able to click on those links, go out, add that to your cart, and then get the whole thing in the mail. The way I've arranged it, it's Amazon and DigiKey. You can use other vendors if you want, no problem. But couldn't really find a good way to order everything from one vendor. So alas, it's coming from two. So I've got this arranged in steps. The first one is modifying the monkey. And this is a really simple thing. If you're working with a different toy, this might be completely different for you. But the way that it works is we first inspect our device and say, how am I going to tap into this circuit? And in the case of the monkey here, He's got a little door with these two little metal nodes that connect to the batteries. So all we really have to do is solder some wires, drill through that door and solder some wires to that door. Now, if soldering completely intimidates you, I understand. And we've created an alternative, and that is that you can basically just run those wires into the battery bay. In fact, let me give you a little tip here. On the sides of the monkey, if you get the same one that I have, there's a little hole already in the side of this bay, and you can run the wires down through the sides and then up to the batteries. And then you can just use some electrical tape and push that on there. And these nodes are going to keep plenty of pressure on the wires to keep it connected, okay? So that's just a little tip for you. Now, once you get the monkey modified, you have two wires coming out of it, you can test it by just simply tapping those two wires together. That should complete the circuit, and the monkey should animate. Okay, so if that's working, then your monkey's done. That's all you really need to do. So now what we need to do is just wire up this circuit. So you can see that we've got the monkey on the right, we've got a couple of wires coming out of it. It is important that one of those wires is going to the plus, the bump side of a battery that's inside the battery bay there, and the other one's coming from the minus. And then we bring those into this breadboard. If you've never seen how a breadboard works before, what we're dealing with here is a column of holes in the board that are all at the same electrical potential. So everything that I plug into this column of holes, what I've outlined in orange here, is basically connected together. It's just like touching them together, all right? So we've got a Raspberry Pi on the left with a wire coming out of one of these pins here. Let me show you. You can count. I just count down 8 from the top, and that's where this one comes out. This is GPIO23. So I bring that in, connect it to a resistor. That resistor connects into this pin of this component here, and it connects into this pin of the resistor. So you can basically just follow this map verbatim, and you're going to have a circuit that works, all right? Now, if you go to upverter.com/codefoster, you'll see that I have this circuit without the LED. I'm planning on putting that on there soon. You'll see this circuit in schematic form in case that's helpful. But this is a good layout to show you exactly what you need. Now, the only reason for this LED is to give us a little bit of a visual feedback. Like, we want to know when the code is actually running and it's actually looking at Twitter for tweets and ready for us to tweet. It's really helpful to have a little bit of a visual feedback there. Otherwise, you just don't have any visibility into the system. Now, the component here that I really want to let you know about is this MOSFET. This is this black thing here. Now, I've tried relays. They work just fine. I tried opto-isolators, I tried solid-state relays, all kinds of things. And this is an interesting project because this monkey is essentially, like on the inside, I did surgery and I know, the monkey's essentially a DC motor. And DC motors are really susceptible to any component stealing some of their amperage, stealing some of their load. And it'll actually make the monkey go through the motions really slowly, and it looks very funny. So what you want is a device that's kind of overrated, that's going to really stay out of the loop and not suck any of the current out of the system, basically not act as a resistor. And this MOSFET really fits the bill. A MOSFET is kind of like a transistor, except that it works on voltage. So it works perfect for something like a Raspberry Pi, where you can control a logic level, like I want to turn this pin on. In the case of a Raspberry Pi, that's 3.3 volts. When you turn that pin on, the MOSFET says, okay. And so you're doing that on this pin here. The first pin is the gate. And it says, in that case, I'm essentially going to connect these two with a wire. I'm going to short them. I'm going to let electricity flow through those two pins. And so that does the same thing as when you tested the monkey and tapped the two pieces of wire together. All right. Now, this resistor down here on the bottom, this 33K resistor, don't necessarily worry about that one. That's called a gate drain resistor, and that's just making sure that this MOSFET doesn't remember your settings so that when you're not using it, it's not storing a voltage and keeping the device going. Okay, so that's it for the circuit. Let's go ahead and go back and see what else it is that we have to do. Once we've got the monkey modified and the circuit all hooked up, and now all we really need is software, right? So what we do is we put this SD card in the computer and we follow these steps on raspberrypi.org/download/raspbian, and we just flash the device the standard Raspberry Pi way, nothing special about it. Once you get Raspberry Pi on the device, there are a few little configuration things that I help you with in the instructions. I'll just leave that to be something that you can read. And those will help you get it configured in a way that's easy for us to use. The way I like to get my Raspberry Pi configured is so that I can SSH into it, meaning I don't have to plug it into an HDMI monitor anymore and use dedicated keyboard and mouse and monitor and everything to it. I can just set it next to my computer, turn it on, and SSH into it. That's really nice. So that's the configuration that I'm showing you there. Then what you need to do is you need to install Node.js. Now, there's something that I like to refer to as the Node threshold of glory. That is, if you can get Node running on a device, then it opens you up to this whole world of almost 200,000 modules that people have already written for Node, and they mean that you don't have to. Okay, so it's a really, really great level to get to if you can install Node. Raspberry Pi, no problem. Intel Edison, it's a great one. Now, some devices like Arduinos and particle boards, they do not run a proper computer. They're not running a proper operating system. They're microcontrollers, and so you can't run Node on those. But this is going to work on anything that we call a system on a chip, a combination of a computer and a microcontroller, like the Raspberry Pi and the Intel Edison. Okay, so once you've got Node installed, according to the instructions that I line out here, you should be able to run any Node code that you want. So what we're going to do is we're going to write a really simple Node app that signs into Twitter using your authentication and subscribes to this search for the hash TweetMonkey sign. Okay, so if you're going to interact with Twitter, you're going to have to authenticate on Twitter. So the way to do that is to go to apps.twitter.com and follow my instructions here to sign up and get your keys. So there are some keys right there, and don't worry, those are regenerated since I made those, so you don't have my private keys. But you're going to take those keys, you're going to paste them into your config file, and then when you use Twitter, it's going to be as you. You're authenticating. The nice thing about Node is that you don't have to worry about any of the transport layer security or any of that authorization. All you have to do is use the Twitter streaming API and provide your keys, and then that's all done for you. Now, for writing the code, I talk about it here, of course, but I'm taking you out to this GitHub repo at github.com/codefoster/tweetmonkey. Which is really the overview project for TweetMonkey. You can see that in there I have the multiple projects, the multiple devices that I've written code for. So there's the Edison and there's Raspi. And then I have tweetmonkey.io, which is really just this website. So if you want to see how I made the website, you can go look at that as well. So there are the multiple devices. Now you can either clone this entire repository using this clone URL here, or you can drill directly into the Raspberry Pi version and you can clone that repository. Now, as you can probably see, this is a really small project. The magic is in index.js. I've pulled out the Twitter keys into config.js just so those aren't checked into the same file. I have a gulp file in case you want to use gulp. You don't have to. And then I have this ubiquitous node package.json file that describes your package. For, you know, remembering dependencies and things like that. So this is a really, really simple project. But if you bring this down, like I said, the magic happens inside of index.js. So let's just go ahead and take a look at that. I'll zoom in a little bit, and we will see that I'm bringing in a library called Johnny5 with an adapter for the Raspberry Pi, raspi.io. And then I'm bringing in this dependency on the Twitter streaming API. And finally, my config.js file, which is in part of this same exact project. I configure my Pi, set up my keys in Twitter, and then here's my actual program. Now, the way Johnny5 works, you write board.onReady. So this is a little bit like the jQuery onReady function, if you're familiar with that, where as soon as everything's up and going, then this callback is going to be called. So this is where you write your code. Now, we are using pins 23 and 24 for our monkey and our light, respectively. So I'm going to actually use a pin for the monkey, and I'm going to use this Johnny5 driver called an LED for the light. This gives us a really nice semantic API where we can say something like monkey.high to turn that pin high, or monkey.low. We can also say light.on or light.off, and those make sense to us. So it's really nice having a nice helper API like this. And then we simply call using Twitter's streaming API and say, I want to do a search on the statuses. The statuses is basically the tweets. And I'm looking to track hash TweetMonkey. And when you get anything on there, I want you to call this. And you can see that all this does is it does a monkey high. And then after 2 seconds, that's our on duration, is 2 seconds. After 2 seconds, we say monkey low. So really simple there. Just turns it on, turns it back on, off. Now the light comes on as soon as it's ready. And then if the board fails or if we turn it off or anything, then the light goes back off. So that light really just serves to let us know that it's listening for tweets currently. Okay. So that's the code. That's pretty simple. I want to keep it simple. You can see that this is just like one page of code, and that's all the code that there is for this entire project. Like I said, anybody and their mother can implement this. Okay, so let's scroll down, and the last consideration is that we need to send this board out to the device so that it can run on the device. Now, the way that you do that is on your local machine, you run scp. That's a Linux command, essentially. If you're using Windows, then if you've installed Git or GitHub for Windows, then you have scp in your Git bin folder. It's there. All you have to do is go add that to your environment variables path, and then you're able to use it on your command line. So you're able to send these files out to the device using the scp command. Here I'm sending the main file, index.js, that config file, and the package.json. This is that important file that describes our package and its dependencies. And now once you do that, once you copy those out to your device, then you're able to remote the device using SSH. And then from that device, you're able to install all the dependencies by typing npm install in that project folder, and then you can simply node that project, and that project will run. You should at that point see an LED on your board, and then if you go to Twitter and you tweet #TweetMonkey, your TweetMonkey will go off, and so will mine if it's running. So that's pretty much it. Let's look at the end result. I don't have the board all wired up, but no need really. But this is what the monkey looks like. And I want to show you the battery bay underneath there. And I don't believe I have any battery. Oh, I do have some batteries handy. So I can actually show you the monkey in action. Let's get this going. Okay, I think you've done this about 1,000 times in your life. I'm going to go ahead and put these batteries in. There we go. There's TweetMonkey. All right. I hope you guys implement TweetMonkey. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you learn a lot. And if you send a tweet to me, I will send you a sticker that looks like this. I made a TweetMonkey. You can put that on your laptop as a badge of honor, and you will be inducted into the TweetMonkey fan club, the TweetMonkey Hall of Fame, whatever. You'll be inducted. It'll be a good thing. So I hope you guys build it. I hope you have fun. I hope you learn something. Take care. See you next time.